the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow and next year starts the same old thing again.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It was Dandy Don Meredith.
That's his version of Night Night, Steiny.
You notice, though, he always waited till the game was over.
So did Steph.
No, I'm talking about you don't sing that song yet. You sing it after the Warriors win the first round.
But you're thinking about it.
Sure.
It's like the fat lady, she ain't singing, but she's humming. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. Kind of like that. We got Brian Geltzeiler, Sirius XM NBA Radio, coming up at 1 o'clock. And if you're familiar with the show, you know that Geltzy is among the best in terms of NBA commentary. He also has a keen interest in the Warriors. And he's very, you know, he's a lot like me. He's fair and impartial about what he sees on the floor. And I really like and respect those kind of guys. You know, they don't speculate. You know, they observe, Goo, what happens, and then they draw conclusions, and usually they're very sound conclusions. That's why we like Geltzeiler, right?
My hearing went out. Did you say something, Starny?
Like Geltzeiler?
I love him.
Oh, because I was just talking about how good he is.
Yeah, but you were praising yourself, and that's why.
I like the way he views the game.
No, he's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big boy. I like him.
Let's go to Idris in Hayward. What's going on, Idris? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I'm going to get straight to it. Game one, Curry made crazy shots from on the road. We steal the split. Game two, Rockets have to win. Jimmy goes down. Green goes for 38. It's all good. Game three, Curry comes out. I ain't got no Jimmy. He puts the team on his back. Game four, which was last one, and I didn't even get to watch that. I had to listen to it on the radio. And that was crazy just listening to what was going on.
Idris, you got to call back. You got to call back.
It felt like if I had to guess where he was going, Stani, it's going to be tough, like you've been saying, which we all think.
I mean, the Warriors haven't had an easy game in the series. They've all been hard-fought games, and I think we kind of knew that. I mean, like, to me, the Rockets, one of the reasons they're a perfect first-round opponent for the Warriors is because they're showing the Warriors young players. Not that they don't have young players, but the Warriors are getting a firsthand look at how hard teams play during the playoffs. And to me, the Rockets play as hard or harder than any team in the league, but they just, you know, they're very young and they're not quite polished offensively. They're challenged in certain areas. And that's why the Warriors are going to win the series, I think. But as we move forward, I think the best part about the Rockets and playing the Rockets is now you do have a sense of, I'm going to just say Minnesota, because Minnesota defends differently than the Lakers, but each would present a different challenge. Yeah. But Minnesota is going to give the same effort defensively as the Rockets, but they're a better team. So in a way, the way I look at the Warriors is the Rockets have been a perfect first-round opponent for the Warriors.
Yeah, no doubt. And we kind of said that coming in. So, excuse me, it's imperative that they handle business tonight. And if you're going to tell me, and when I say you, well, the masses, that you are concerned about going 15 rounds when you look at the playoffs from afar on just how big of a bear and how much it's going to take out the tank, I mean, the Warriors handle business tonight, and we're assuming Sunday – there are 3 days right there that you would have. Not saying that you're going to win the series because, but if that means something, Stani, the miles on the odometer, well, damn, you can get some rest, man, and charge that engine.
So you are worried about getting deep into the playoffs?
No, I'm looking at it from that vantage point. I'm not as strongly worried about it as you are, but...
Well, then why is it imperative that they win tonight? Imperative.
Because
they're still up 3-1 and they're coming home for game six if they lose.
No.
Like, psychologically, it's going to be hard for the Warriors to talk themselves into this is a must-win game.
But, and that's how this conversation started, if they feel like you within and that rest is that valuable and they've already got incentives, right? But you know what I mean, Stoney? If they go, we got 3 days of rest. How important to, and Jimmy Butler, my gosh, how important is that for him to be able to play on a Wednesday and not have to suit up again till Sunday?
But I get this. They're probably going to get 3 days off no matter what, I think. I mean, if any of these series go to Sunday, Friday.
It would start next week.
I think it would start Tuesday, but I don't think they put out the schedule like that. The schedule's not out right now in terms of the second round games.
Well, you got me and hit me, and I didn't tell you. Just on tomorrow's not promised, and neither is any game. You never know. It could be an injury out of left field, just like Jimmy Butler. So, Steiny, you kind of don't even want to put yourself in that situation when you don't have to. That's my point.
Yeah. Let's go to Frank in San Jose. Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, listen, I got three things. First, I agree with you wholeheartedly. You said exactly what I was going to say. This is a great first-round opponent for the Warriors. It's a team that we can beat, but it's a team that is going to give you a dose of physicality that you're just probably not going to see anywhere else in the playoffs. Right. And these kids need to feel that. So that's fantastic. The other thing is that the besides the first seed and the eighth seed, every other team in the Western Conference, like the degree of difference between these teams in terms of capability is slim.
Right.
Any of these teams literally could come out. Any of these teams could be facing OKC for the West, except for, you know, obviously some of them are in the brackets or whatever. But any of these teams are qualified for that, right? This is a great playoff for the Western Conference. The Warriors are right in there. I reseeded them. In my head, it's OKC, the Clippers, the Warriors, Denver, Minnesota, Houston, and Memphis. And all of these teams are capable. Now, this game tonight, here's what's going to happen.
Uh-oh.
I think Houston's going to come out and they're going to get up. They're going to get early. They're going to get up early. And I think it's going to be big. They're going to get up 10 or 12 points, and that's big in this series. And I think the Warriors are going to claw back. And then in about the third quarter, there's going to be mayhem. There's going to be a scrum. There's going to be some tempers flaring. And literally, if you can get through that without having players ejected, that's when I think Houston falls apart. I think the Warriors' experience, the leadership, Steph and Jimmy and Draymond, Steve Kerr, I think that's when it prevails, and I think they're going to win this game by 10 or 12 points. And in this game, in this series, that's a blowout.
Thanks for the call,
Frank.
Yeah, no, I got it. I felt like I was watching the game right there, Steiny.
I mean, I expect it to be physical like every game has been in this series. I don't know if it'll be more or less.
Yeah.
It'll be more confrontations or less confrontations. I mean, there were a lot last game.
Yeah. I mean, good God, and I loved it. And I came in here to – listen, between the two of us, and you didn't ask me, Steiny, I'm the guy that admits when I'm wrong, and I have been wrong about the Houston Rockets in every game. When they get down, they show the moxie to come back. I know people, that's their job, but they've done that on the Warriors. And this last game, they got off to that horrendous start, the Rockets did, and then they're right there with a lead in the fourth. I don't care how much the lead was. So I'm like, damn, I just really read the chessboard wrong. But tonight is a different story for me, partner, and you didn't ask. And it's always with the team that's down 1-3. Steiny, do they have that wherewithal if, you know, late third, you're down 8, something doesn't go your way, a call, then you're down 9. Do you kind of, you know, they ain't going to do it on purpose, but you're kind of just like, you know what, we can't beat these guys. And then the Warriors win by 20. Now, we've seen that happen in series where it's 3-1, but you're right. Why would I think the Rockets, who have shocked me in every game, why would I think they will? I don't know. But I just feel like that's a scenario, you know?
I mean, I don't think under any circumstances the Rockets quitting is a scenario. I think they could be terrible. I think they could turn it over 50 times. I think they could go 2-for-33
different
from the line.
Yeah,
or from the from the line, yeah. But
that's not quit.
You can't not play hard if Udoka's your coach. I mean, that's like the one thing that they have to do, and I think they do that extremely well.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tom in Sonoma. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru. Hey, man, Steiny.
Yeah.
It's 11:28, man. I want to make sure that everybody that calls gives you the time to make sure you're not late or, you know, I know you're a time-conscious person.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you.
Yeah, I knew you were really upset because of that, man. That bothered you.
I was. And let me be clear.
I know you want to get off on time today, too, because the game's early.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
Let me just say this to everybody, man. A closeout game is not easy. It is not. It is never easy. These guys are going to be more physical than we've seen them in the last four games, which makes me nervous, okay? Because if this game goes sideways, I'm worried about people headhunting, hurting people. You know,
you mean Draymond?
A lot of physicality. No, I'm talking Brooks too. Oh, you know,
sure.
You know, their coach, he thrives on physicality, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Houston coach does, man. He spits it like that, man. He wants them to be physical. You know, and so you know they're going to come at us really hard tonight, man. This is not going to be a joke. I want to win. But this ain't going to be easy. And what I would tell all the Warriors players, be weary of who's around you, man. Be conscious. Be weary, man, because if it goes sideways, these guys are going to get real ugly because it's a do-or-die game, man. You know it, and I know it. What I can say is let's kick their butt tonight, and let's get some rest.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, there it is, R-E-S-T.
This from the 510 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injuries Attorneys text line from the 510. Aren't you guys scared that if the Warriors are up big in the fourth, that the Rockets might try injuring the players since they're getting eliminated?
I mean, this is not their first rodeo, and this is not the first time they've beat a Rocket team, and, you know, anything can happen, Stoney, but as far as you think there's a bounty or headhunting on the Rockets, I'm not, you know, but I know, like you said, they play a physical brand.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if that texter is thinking about when Draymond Green body slammed PJ Tucker at the end of that one game in that series at half court. Remember that?
I
wonder if in Houston they're saying, well, I wonder if Draymond Green gets frustrated if he's going to try to take somebody out on our team. And
we don't play like that.
Yes,
only thing I got on the ledger for Draymond is Valanciunas back in the day when he broke his hand. Remember he slapped down on that ball? I believe that was...
What about Gobert? Choking Gobert? Hitting Nurkic? Getting suspended?
All right. I got
And that's just what I try to fight against.
He's had a clean year.
Thank you, Evan.
The Warriors, in terms of physicality and all that stuff, physicality, playing hard, I'll say it again. The Warriors give just as much as they get.
No, I'm not saying that. Hey, you got me.
I mean, I'm not saying Draymond's a dirty player, but how any Warrior fan can point to other teams and not accept that they've got a player on their team that is similar to certain people that players have on the other team.
And mainly Dylan Brooks and what ridiculous. He did on Gary Payton II when he was in Memphis. Broke his rib, you know, remember that?
Well, and the Warriors have had a history of injuring guys too. Kawhi Leonard on the phone. So, you know, that's just what I, you know, the idea that the Warriors are these angels and teams are picking on them. Like, everybody's picking on everybody.
Yeah, and I was sticking up for the Rockets. Like, I don't think they would do that. I could be naive.
I mean, I don't think the Rockets will do it. I don't know what Dylan Brooks may do or not, but I don't think you can say the Rockets might try to hurt. I mean, that's 15 guys on their roster. Maybe Dylan Brooks would do it. I mean, I don't think Şengün would try to do something like that purposely. I don't think Jabari Smith would do something like that. Now, let me tell you who definitely wouldn't. Reed Shepard. Reed Shepard's not going to go in there and try to hurt somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Just saying.
You had that Giannis sound, huh?
Mm-hmm. Let me look at that. Yeah, we got 9 minutes. All right, I'll play the Giannis sound. We can get into it.
All right.
So this is Giannis Antetokounmpo after the Bucks got eliminated last night. Tyrese Halliburton's dad is on the court taunting him with a towel with a picture of his son on it. And this is Giannis after the game. I'm going to play a lot of it because it's that good. This is Giannis on that crap.
I believe like being humble in victory. That's how I am. Now there can be a lot of people out there that are like, no, when you win the game, you gotta talk, and you know, it's a green light for you to be disrespectful towards somebody else. I disagree. I've won the championship. They haven't. Okay, and that doesn't say anything. I'm not trying to minimize their effort, but I remember when I won, my mom, that she's never missed the games from February 11th or 13th when she came in Milwaukee against the Knicks. She's never missed a game. When we won the championship, I remember my mom, she was scared to cross. She was like, am I allowed to come and hug my son? I see, except now my brother does media for this year. He wants to come back and play. Except the Nets, you've never seen my family. Like, see, of course, I see. This is not something that we do. We don't. I try to keep my family away from the game. Losing the game, emotions run high. Having a fan, which at the moment I thought he was a fan, but then I realized it was Tyrese's son, which I love. Tyrese, I think, is a great competitor. He was his dad, sorry. Coming in the floor and showing me his son a towel with his face. This is what we do. This is what we do. This is the we do. I feel like that's very, very disrespectful.
Like, and Stoney, it is. He's right. And maybe there's a, like, I hope you guys don't think I'm condoning that. Pops was wrong. And his son said as much.
No, but you think that there's a place for Halliburton's dad on the court after a game.
I do.
Yeah, I don't.
And, you know, I'm why? Getting all kind of.
Let me ask you this. Yeah, it's like, why? Like, why? So, dads are okay? Mom's okay?
For best for
brothers,
friends,
sisters,
whoever you can get.
Cousins. Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and that's why we have these problems. Because you can't have 10 guys for each guy coming down and not thinking there's going to be a couple nitwits that are going to...
the other
yes!
team?
Yes! Of course.
I don't remember anything like this happening anytime before. And I think that's why...
What about the Morant's dad?
T.
Yeah.
T. Morant.
Well, that's his staple. He's sitting there sipping and drinking, but... Okay. He's never done that, even when Ja won, like, to this degree. LaVar Ball has never done anything like that to this degree. So, to me, this is a one-off. Morant's a distraction, and I'm disappointed in him. And who am I to be disappointed in him? I just think he goes about his business wrong. But the bottom line is he's never had a towel after a game-clenching, you know, win in somebody's face.
If he doesn't go out on the court, or if people don't go out on the court, the entire problem is solved. Like, if I think it's impossible to say that if family and friends and agents can come out onto the court, you're begging for something to happen, especially now, because we all acknowledge that the intensity level in the playoffs is through the roof. So it stands to reason that after... Why do you think the NBA gives players a 10-minute quote unquote cooling off period before the media comes in? Because they know they want the adrenaline of the competition to subside. And instead what we got is fans of the other team coming onto the court and being disrespectful, and they have no business being out there. They have no business being on the court. That's just the way I feel. That's just me. I mean, it's almost like after a game now, it's like a poor man's, what's it called? Court rushing.
Right. Okay. So
so many people are going out there.
Right. And you see it how you see it. I just, Stoney, you mentioned T. Morant, but, you know.
Like him getting into a Shannon Sharpe's
thing. Okay, yeah. I mean, I got you. That was
just
nasty
unseemly.
Work. Yeah, that was nasty work. But you stated the only reason Halliburton's dad was there is he had an expensive courtside ticket.
Right, but that
there was no license to get him on the court after.
He had no, like, he should not be on the court. If you're sitting in the front row at the Warriors game and they win, you can't just run out into half court and start grabbing Steph Curry and saying, woo-hoo, woo-hoo. I want to listen to a little more of this. Did you want to jump in, Evan? Or
I mean, I think it's just wrong. Like, I mean, yes, there are some people that are more respectful than others, and you generally don't have to worry about someone's parent antagonizing or patronizing another player. But you can't police that once they're on the floor. Like, that's the reason why it's not just parents or friends. Like, anybody who's not a player or credentialed media member cannot be on the floor, because once they're there, you can't police what they do. So you run the risk of someone being a dumbass like Tyrese Halliburton's dad. And to his credit, I think his son actually came out and said that was wrong.
Oh, yeah. That meant, yeah.
He didn't condone his father's actions. But the problem is that, again, you just have no control once someone is close enough to another player. Not saying that he would have done this, but he could have physically assaulted Giannis. Or Giannis could have physically assaulted him. And that's something that, yeah, it's a one-off.
Giannis would be the loser.
And it's a problem, but it still happened. So you run the risk when you allow things like that in the game.
Yeah, I agree. But I want to listen to a little more Giannis.
My dad, if you guys go and ask and learn, my dad's not with us no more. My dad used to come in the family room and was the most respectful person ever. You know, when you come from nothing and you've worked your whole life to sell stuff in the street, and your whole life you'll be scared of the police of deporting you and sending you back to your country. You have to protect your kids with all means. You create this mentality of being humble your whole life, to not kind of disrespect anybody, not make the tension high, the emotions high, so anybody can, you know, snitch on you, say something bad about you. So when he came here, I remember, I was like, Dad, why are you so humble? Why are you going to the family room? You don't even say a word. You sit in the back. Why are you like that? Well, don't worry about it. Don't worry. That's how I grew up. That's what I had around. So when I see other dads, which don't disrespect, maybe when if my son play basketball, I might be in the court. I might be the one on the court, and like 20 years later, you can play this interview and say, Giannis, you're contradicting yourself. But we'll see in 20 years. But I'm talking about right now how I feel.
Well, I love it, man. No doubt.
I mean,
that was his truth. I loved it.
What happened to being humble in victory?
The internet. I blame
that's why I stay off it.
Well, even that's different, though. Like, there are parents that are vocal on social media. It's one thing to be, you know, outspoken on the internet, but to do it to someone's face in person is a completely different level of disrespect, in my opinion.
It's embarrassing, and he's a dad doing that.
I almost think it's worse than a regular fan who gets out on the floor and does it.
Yeah, Pops was in the majorly wrong. Like, that's embarrassing. That's why I was like, was he drinking? Like, come on, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors, Rockets, game 5 tonight, 4:30. Warriors Live starts at 3:30, and tip-off's at 4:30, and Evan Giddings and Grandy will bring